Good afternoon. I hope everybody is doing well. I'm R.C. Blakes. If this is your first time tuning in to my channel, this is a place where we discuss just about everything from a biblical and from a real life perspective. And today, this afternoon, I was just sitting here. And I thought to come on just for a few minutes and to talk to you about the greatness that resides in you. The greatness that resides in you. You are far greater than you realize. And the sad reality is that most of you have never been told that. You've been told probably quite the opposite, that you're not this, you can't do that, you shouldn't try this, and it has stifled you in a lot of ways. But I come today to talk to you about four keys to developing the greatness that is you. Four keys to really maximizing your life. Four keys to realizing everything that God has placed within you. Doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter what setbacks you've experienced, God still has a plan for you to maximize. Because there's more to your life than you're presently looking at. In fact, about it, the people that God exposes you to that are where you dream of being, those persons are really just previews of your future, of yourself. The difference between you and the person that is where you desire to go is in one word, and that word is development. I believe with all of my heart that a person can go from 0 to 100, if they just have the right people working to help in their development. The unfortunate reality about life is that we have more people who are working for and towards our detriment, working to tear us down, working to shrink us, working to miniaturize us. We have more people who are doing that than most of us do, or most of us have people who are doing the opposite. Thank you, Misha. And the Bible says in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Now watch these words. I love these words. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So God tells Joshua what will happen in his life after he does certain things, after he fulfills certain things. Another thing I want you to notice about this text in Joshua 1:8 is that God does not make Joshua's destiny dependent on anyone else but him and what he would do, based on the instructions he would get from God. And the reason I bring that up is because there are many of you who are stuck and stagnant and handicapped because you don't feel like you have a support system, or you don't feel like you have access to certain people, or you didn't have the same kinds of breaks that you're friends had, or so forth and so on. The reality is this: the greatness that God has put in you is relying on no one. Thank you, Kelly. is relying on no one else's participation but yours. Now, others will participate. That's due to the favor of God. But if God has to make it happen with you alone, all by yourself, no parents, no siblings, no friends, God can still do that. Isn't that what he did with Joseph? Joseph's brothers wanted to kill him. They sold him into slavery. He was a slave, and then he was a prisoner. He had no support system. He had no one rooting for him. He had no friends even. Joseph had no friends. Go and read the biblical account of Joseph's life. He had no friends. And in spite of him being all by himself with no support system and no friends, but just obeying the voice of God, God took Joseph literally from the prison house to the palace. All by himself. Now, of course, when he got to the palace and he got, you know, into that place of prestige and honor, he developed friends, but he had none. And God still fulfilled his word in Joseph's life. That's something for you to really take into account as you sit there and you find yourself nearly in full-blown depression behind the fact that you don't have people, you know. God will give you people, but honestly, God never intended for you to depend on people to aspire nor to attain to your aspirations, because you and God are enough. Now, so God declares your potential. God declares your greatness. Listen to me very carefully. God declares your greatness, but you must develop it. Everything that God has put in me has been declared before Robert Blake Sr. met Lois Raymond. Those are my parents. And when it became a reality to me, it was then my responsibility to do what? Cooperate with the process of destiny and greatness and develop it. So even today at 55 years old, I'm still developing it. I'm still working on it, you know, I'm still perfecting it. So let me give you these four keys and then I'll be out of your hair for today. Number one, in the development process of your greatness, of our greatness, let's all participate in this. Number one, we must take the lid off of our potential. Take the lid off of your potential. Because all of us, again, are born into the world with prescriptions for greatness. But simultaneously, when we enter the world hands us another handful of prescriptions for limitations. You know, the world says, okay, well, I know you're born to be a king, but, you know, after all, you're black and black people can't do this. After all, you're Hispanic and Hispanic people can't do this. Or, you know, you're a woman and women can't do this. Or you're too fat for that. Or you're too skinny for this and too young for this, too old for that. The world gives us a laundry list of limitations that we can either accept, and when we accept them, it does what? It puts a lid on our potential, or we can reject. All of these limitations are external restrictions designed to strangle the intended greatness that God has put in your life. It's designed to strangle the greatness out of your life. Now, how many of you that are watching me right now live and those that will watch the replay of this, how many of you can recognize right now in your own minds certain limitations that you've bought into and you've not tried certain things because, you know, you just bought into the limitations and not knowing you put a lid on your greatness, you put a lid on your potential. Because the world said you can't do this, or because your family structure said you can't do this, or because your church said you can't do this, you know? I mean, and it happens to all of us. And as you evolve and as you grow, you begin to discover areas in your life where you had lids. You know, you begin to discover that. The Bible says, and this is the Message version of the Bible that I'm reading in Romans 12 and 2, says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Listen to that. Those words are powerful. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. That's what it means to be transformed. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. And that's Romans 12 and 2, and that's the Message version that I was reading. The King James would sound something like this: be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see? Now, taking the lid, point number one in the development process of your greatness, taking the lid off of your potential, taking the lid off of your potential is to, watch this, open your heart, take the limitations off, and to say yes to all that God has predestined you to be. Wake up one day and just say, in fact, hopefully you do it before you go to sleep tonight, just look in the mirror and say yes to everything God has called you to be. You know, forgetting your fears, forgetting the restrictions that the world has given you, forgetting the box that or the boxes that your social circle might demand you stay within, and just wake up and say yes to everything God has ordained for your life. Yes, in spite of some of the mistakes you made, God has still called you to greatness. In spite of that. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Well, let me give you this before we read that. Taking the lid off of your potential, opening your heart, taking the limitations off, and saying yes to all that God has predestined. Letter A under this would be, here are two practical steps we can take to manifest this, to actualize this. Cast down every lie spoken over your life. And when I use the word cast down every lie spoken over your life, in other words, I mean consciously think about all of the lies that have been spilled over your life, in your hearing, in your spirit about you. And when we say cast it down, we literally mean take those lies and denounce them. You know, like one of the lies that was innocently, but still viciously spoken over my life, was that because I was a teenage father, that I would never amount to much. And that was a lie that really gripped my thinking and generated within me an insecurity that played itself off like shyness or whatever. But it was really insecurity and a lack of self-confidence. And thank God it was early in my life that I recognized this lie and I had to cast it down. I had to denounce those self-defeating thoughts that were working in my head that were not put there by me or God, but were handed to me as a means of poisoning my future. When I say, you know, open your heart and take the limitations off, that starts with casting down every lie spoken over your life. And now we go into 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, where it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Anything that disagrees with God, I cast it down. I call it a lie. I call it to never profit. And I declare out of my own mouth, it has no place in me. That's how that's how you begin the process, the practical process of taking the lid off of your potential, extracting the lies. That starts with extracting the lies. And letter B under that would be facing your fears to realize your greatness. You have to, number one, you have to cast down the lies, renounce, denounce the lies spoken over you about you. And now you have to face your fears to realize your greatness, because all of those lies created what? Insecurities and fears, phobias, hesitation, procrastination is usually the product of lies spoken over us that are preventing us from actualizing or maximizing our potential. And so we procrastinate because we don't really believe in ourselves. Procrastination is really, it's the consequence of something else. It's the fruit of a root. And, you know, we think that people are just procrastinating, but procrastination is usually fear and self-doubt manifesting itself in our daily behavior. And sometimes we've not looked deep enough within ourselves to realize that the reason we keep procrastinating and we never really show up for ourselves is because somebody planted a lie in us that we've believed, and it's preventing us from taking this lid off of our potential. So we keep the lid of procrastination on, and we always say, well, I don't know why I procrastinate. You're procrastinating because there's a fear in you, because when you lose that fear, you wake up with an excitement and an enthusiasm about life and your vision, and you're running, you know, you're waking up every morning running to your life, not procrastinating, not holding back and moving at a snail's pace. No, you're running. God has to almost slow you down because you're so, you know, eager. And the Bible says, facing your fears to realize your greatness. So removing the lid will be uncomfortable and even frightening. When you begin to take the lid off of your potential, it will not only be uncomfortable, it will even be frightening. And if you allow your fears to rule you, you will always be contained. I've done so many things in recent years that I was completely and totally afraid of doing because I just didn't believe in myself like that. You know, within the last decade, I've done things that, Caroline, thank you. I've done things that I never would have dreamed of doing. But at some point, I started taking that lid off. And when I started taking that lid off, I realized that I was no longer contained. And so I started, you know, releasing these fears. And the Bible says in, I think it's 1 Timothy. I think my pad is about to die here, actually. Oh, that's not good. 1 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Number two. Number one was take the lid off of your potential. Number two, pray for the revelation of your greatness. You need a revelation of your greatness. You've had a constant chorus of lies about how inept you are, how unworthy you are, how incapable you are. Now you need a revelation of your greatness. In other words, you need God to step into your life now and to give you a genuine and an authentic revelation of who you really are. Because once you take the limits off of your life, you must pause. Now you must pause and allow God to unpack your purpose. Your life must be lived with extreme intention. So pray for the revelation of your greatness. You don't want to just go through life mimicking other people or full of ambitions that God never sanctioned. You want a true, authentic revelation of God's greatness concerning you so that you can live your life in sync with God and with great intention. Why did God create me? Here's some questions. And what is my true potential? These are questions that must be answered. And the Holy Spirit will begin to answer those questions. And not only will he answer those questions, he will show you your depth, how deep you really are, because the world has you underestimating yourself, and the world has you seeing yourself in a very shallow sense. It's kind of like when the children of Israel went to spy out the promised land, they saw themselves as grasshoppers. And because they had such a limited self-perspective, they envisioned that everyone else saw them in that same way. So you need a what? You need a revelation from God concerning your greatness. Ephesians 3 and 20, and I'm reading quickly because my iPad is dying and I don't have a plug near. Ephesians 3 and 20 says, and this is the Amplified, it reads like this: Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. In other words, God has planned more for you than you can even imagine upon. You have greater potential than you can even imagine. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you having the potential of the sun. Think about the heat of the sun. You have the potential of the sun, but you're praying for a campfire. And you don't realize that contained within you is the energy of the sun. That's how massively greater the plan of God and the deposit of God in your life is over anything that you could imagine. So you might as well dream your wildest dream and go for it. Ask God to give you a revelation of it and go for it, because God has put that in you. Whatever God has exposed me to, he expects me to experience. If God has allowed you to see it, he has also ordained you to have it. God will never let you see something that you're drawn to and not put that potential within you. But you need a what? Revelation of that. God will show you your future and it will look impossible. So you have to be willing to declare it before you look like it. Now, here's another thing you need to understand under point two: pray for the revelation of your greatness. Your greatness will be developed in phases. There's more to you than is obvious, obviously, but you have to understand what's there. Once the Holy Spirit has revealed all that there is to you, that is not just something that you're going to accomplish over the weekend or in the next year or two, or maybe even not the next 10 years. Your development is a lifetime commitment. I'm becoming better, more of me every day. I'm becoming more every day. It's a lifetime commitment to growth and to development. I won't allow my age to stop me from growing. That's when you become old. It's when you stop growing. I refuse to stop growing. I refuse to stop learning. I'm becoming more every day. This is why Becca 2 and 2 says, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, multiple, because the vision will come to you. The revelation of your greatness will come to you in stages and phases. And when you fulfill phase one, God will open up phase two when your obedience is fulfilled. Number three, focus on the fulfillment of every aspect of your purpose. So number one, the development process of your greatness. Number one, take the lid off of your potential. Number two, pray for the revelation of your greatness. Number three, focus on the fulfillment of every aspect of your purpose. Once you have the revelation of your greatness, now you know how to live your life. You now know what your mission is. And it's at this stage you grow up and realize that you do not have time to waste. You have to what? Fulfill every aspect of your purpose. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. When you die, you can't do anything. You got to do everything you're going to do, develop all phases of your purpose and vision and potential while you're alive. And Ephesians 5, 15 through 17 in the Amplified reads like this. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. So you have to fulfill every stage and phase of your purpose and vision, because once your greatness is revealed, you will need to exercise stewardship over your life. When you know your purpose, the first thing the enemy, the devil, is going to do is to send people to distract you so as to get you to what? Waste time. You don't have time to waste. You have too much to do, too far to go. You have no time to waste. Your greatness demands it. Now, so once your greatness is revealed, you will need to exercise stewardship over your life. Now, how does this look? Letter A, knowledge. You need to learn your discipline or your craft. You need, once you know who you are, where you're going, there's a certain discipline that goes along with that. There's a certain knowledge base that you must have. You have to devote yourself to knowledge, learning your discipline, learning the disciplines of your craft.
If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.